sure.
But I thought that Kingpin, I didn't really like the characterization of him as much.
Wait till you get to about episode 5 or 6, you'll change your mind.
It's all over. I've watched the whole thing.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, the entire series I watched.
I thought you said you watched Daredevil.
I guess we'll just wait until everyone finishes their private conversations so that we can start the show.
I thought, are we on?
Is this live?
Dan, what time is it? What time is it, Dan?
It's time for Ask Dr. Napier. Do 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 do.
There will not be Dr. Napier tonight. Napier is not joining us. This is the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hola.
And we are joined by a very special guest, Mr. Dan Furnicase of the Furnicast.
Hi.
You got to watch your cues, Mike. Anytime you say you know what time it is, that's what we do.
I did throw out the cue. That was my B, my bad. I apologize. How's everybody?
Good. I watched Daredevil.
I really think you're going to like Kingpin.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. We do have one hell of a program for you this evening. I have things to recap. We have some news, stories, and whatnot.
Before we get into it, can I just tell you, I don't know if either of
if
the
If this
two
has anything to do with fucking Daredevil and Dan Daredevil. Watching I'm moving, it, I'm going to be really upset.
Dan and I, we've purged it. We'll talk about that in about 10, 15
Daredevil
minutes.
Was what?
It wasn't Daredevil.
7 or 8 months ago? We're not going to talk about Daredevil. I mean, Dan's behind.
Beauty of Netflix. You like to get a perspective after you've put some distance between the show and yourself. No, I don't know if either of you have watched it, but there's that new Kurt Cobain documentary on Netflix.
The Montage of Heck?
No, that's old. Why would we talk about that, Mike? That was months ago.
4 months ago.
I was going to go into a whole thing.
No, that one was pretty decent, just animating his notebooks and kind of telling you the story. This was completely about what led up to his apparent suicide. And they prefaced the entire thing with a caption that reads something along the lines of, "These are the facts presented to you without bias." Their actual phone conversations and notes that were kept the entire time leading up to Kurt Cobain's death, you decide, right? So it's you decide what happens, and they're insinuating that obviously Courtney Love had something to do with the death of Kurt Cobain. I mean, it's apparent because I would have killed myself too if I would have had to live with her. But they tell you that you're supposed to decide whether or not that you think that she had anything to do with it.
But in saying that, they're kind of throwing it out there.
Well, and also, it's literally an hour and a half of them preaching to you the fact that Courtney Love absolutely did it. So they tell you in the preface
but
that
she was in Europe allegedly. She was
just
in,
them piling evidence upon it.
And they just piled evidence. It was like it was a private investigator that she hired beforehand when Kurt apparently went missing, and then everything leading up to them finding his dead body in their home.
Huh.
It's
so
worth
it. Do you think she did it?
I mean, who knows? You know what I mean? Like, you can make it look like anybody did any. It's like the Loose Change of Kurt Cobain documentaries. If you watch Loose Change, 9/11 being an inside job, it kind of makes sense with how they point it out. But it doesn't mean that it's true. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I guess, yeah. I don't know. Napier's not here tonight. Napier has the crud. Is what he said. He said, "I have the crud," that he got it from his coworkers. The crud. Can somebody Google the crud and tell me like what the diagnosis on that is?
Certainly.
What does it mean to have the crud? What does that mean? Is it curable?
Is it a bad cough?
The crud?
I think maybe he's like a croup something.
I don't know, but yesterday I brought up to Napier, I said, "Hey, man, last week, you know, we teased that we're going to put a baby carrot in your belly button and paint you up like a snowman." And I said, so should I go get some baby carrots? And he replied, LOL, if you want to. And so I was like, oh, okay. So I can tease this on social medias and say, hey, guys, if you tune in, you're going to get the chance to watch us paint up Napier's belly like a snowman and put a baby carrot in his belly button. And then he doesn't come. So then again, it's like I tease something that doesn't happen. And,
so Napier drunked the show tonight.
Napier, yeah, he totally drunked the show.
Yeah, he learned that from drunk. It's never been any repercussions for drunk, so why not?
I'm convinced that my co-hosts are purposely sabotaging me. That's the only explanation that I can have.
You should make a documentary about it.
The loose change of Wheelbarrow Full of Dick documentaries.
Doesn't it seem weird
you decide
that these promises are made and then all of a sudden... I mean, Napier was here for months. Napier's absence have gotten much more common, but it has been a while since Napier called in sick. It's weird that Napier makes a promise to do something, and then that week he doesn't come. It's weird that drunk makes promises to do something, and then that week he doesn't come. I think that you guys are trying to make me go crazy.
Do you think that maybe Napier's new house has shinied him and it's like messing with his brain maybe?
The house gave him the crud?
Mm-hmm. Or makes him think that he has the crud. And right now he is, you know, he's carving up.
I got Anchor chicken. In the chat saying I'm playing World of Tanks with Napier right now on Xbox Live. He says hi. I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt at all that Napier's... I went to Napier's house the other day. Napier's new home. And they've painted all of the walls a royal blue.
According to Urban Dictionary, the crud is when you turn into a walking snot ball. That's when you have the crud. You cough up mucus and your nose runs constantly, therefore the use of the word crud.
So the crud...
It's fun to listen to.
Dan?
Yeah.
How have you been?
Good. I've been good. I've been at home for quite a while.
Yeah.
So I've just been sitting here, you know, I caught up on Twitter. I caught up on Daredevil. I'll tell you guys about that.
Did you?
Please.
Did you see my little thing on Twitter the other day?
You know, I did, Mike. I wanted to. There were a couple of things I wanted to comment on, and then I was like, nah, I'm just going to back away from this one.
I'm still getting people commenting on it. What happened was our friend Tex from The Red Show. He's a rabble rouser. That's a fair thing to say, right? He goes out there and he
rouses rebels.
Rouses rabbles. Yeah, that's what he does. And he barked up a tree the other day. It was a rapper named Talib Kweli, who apparently has a million Twitter followers. I have no idea who I've never heard Talib Kweli before in my life. Then again, I mean, I'm not too familiar with the hip-hop community to really, you know, have my ear to the ground on what's going on with them. But this fellow was going back and forth with Tex, and I thought, this is enjoyable. I would also like to say things on the internet. And so thus began my entire day of just being flooded with fans of Talib Kweli, who like, if you disagree with a black person on Twitter,
you're racist.
You're automatically a racist. I did not say a single racist thing. I was having a conversation with Texie. And, you know, Texie tends to go a little overboard at times. I mean, the next day he spent, you know, an entire day making jokes at a little blind 12-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you, blindy. What are you doing? You know, I mean, I didn't really enjoy that one too much, but this one I thought, oh, this is something that I can weigh in on. You know, I live in St. Louis. There's lots of them around here.
Well, see, that's racist right there. You can't say them.
Why not? They are them. And
it's a generalization.
Okay, so I'm talking to Talib Kweli, and he's going back and forth. But then not only do I get all of the people saying, hey, you're racist, at just like a nonstop pace. I mean, it was crazy how much my phone was going off. And but then, you know, people who follow Texi start sending their shit. And then, like, I'm grouped in with the people saying the awful shit. And it's like, oh, no.
Yeah, like
no, stop.
It's your best to just not. Like,
there were genuine racists in that conversation,
right? It was like, oh no, what's going on now?
What were you saying that made them say that you were a racist? I guess I would want to know.
The
I
mean, conversation,
I just saying that in a show off way.
The way that it started was Tex took issue with this rapper fella. His point, and I am generalizing, I'm sure it's much more gray. It's not all black and white, guys. But what he said
pun
was basically that if a police officer pulls you over, you have to fight that police officer and try to escape because that police officer is going to kill you. And that was the message that he was spreading to his millions of Twitter followers. Mostly, I would imagine, if he's a rapper guy, are black guys probably in their teens to 20s who see this guy saying, guys, if the cops pull you over, they're going to kill you. So you have to either kill them or get away somehow because, I mean, that's what's going to happen. And I think Tex's point and what my point was, that's really fucking irresponsible for him to say because it's not true. And is there instances where the cops have overstepped their bounds? Absolutely.
Well, and when you're starting to engage in a conversation like that, they're going against their own point of you can't generalize an entire group of people actions of what one do. So when you're pointing out all these police officers that are doing this, there are lots and lots of police officers that are not shooting unarmed black
people. And not only that, but the people who are being killed by police officers are probably due to them taking their advice and fighting back. I mean, right. I seriously doubt the police are like, oh my God, this black guy was speeding. I hate black speeders. I mean, that Sandra Bland, is that her name, Sandra Bland?
Yeah.
I mean, that woman was nuts. And she was just screaming and screaming and getting out of the car and motherfucking that guy over pulling her over for a fucking turn signal violation. I mean, you just take the turn signal violation and you motherfuck them later.
Yeah, it's like $6.
how much is a turn signal ticket, drunk?
Haven't got one of those.
Hi, Drunk.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Dan's here.
Dan, hi, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well.
Are you familiar with the rap stylings of Talib Kweli?
Can't say that I am.
No. So anyway, I'm talking to Talib Kweli and his legions of followers, and who starts chiming in but Don Cheadle himself?
Like verified account?
You mean the War Machine?
War Machine. Fucking Bodie starts yelling at me on Twitter. I'm like, Don Cheadle, you're employed by Disney. You can't be saying these things. And right. Don Cheadle is saying, you know, basically that you know, hey, guys, I've been profiled, and it felt really bad. And I'm not saying that it doesn't. Of course it feels bad.
That's not to say that profiling doesn't exist. It's just saying that telling a whole generation of young black men to fight police officers when they're being profiled is probably not a great thing to do because they have guns.
Not only that, but now the police officers see that all of these people are saying that, hey, black guys, you know, I'm Don Cheadle. You know, Don Cheadle from House of Lies.
Hi, I'm famous actor Don Cheadle.
Mr. Like Hotel Rwanda.
Hi,
himself.
I'm Don Cheadle. You might know me from my film, Hotel Rwanda. And I believe if the police pull you over, you should definitely fight them. To the death, more than likely.
Wasn't he in Ocean's 11?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Don Cheadle from the Ocean 11 films.
Don't forget Boogie Nights.
Have you been pulled over by the police lately? Well, they're going to kill you. Without a doubt.
I've been.
It's happened 110 times this year, guys.
I've been
tired of going to court and getting unnecessary court costs. There's got to be a better way. Hi, I'm Don Cheadle. Have you tried fighting the police?
It's just, it's crazy. And guys, if police are pulling over black people more than white people, that's fucked up. If police are abusing their power in any way, that's fucked up. You should protest that. If you want to protest that, protest it. Absolutely. But I maintain my original point, and all the Don Cheadles and Talib Kweli's, and hey, you could call Common and get Common to send me messages on Twitter. I'm going to maintain my position that punching cops is a bad idea. Just from a safety sake, it's not a good idea.
I say, here's the thing. If a cop is like beating you and you feel like your life is in danger, I would probably – that was – like if I was – like if I really truly felt like my life was – it's actually, honest to God, it is legal to defend yourself against a police officer if the police officer is illegally endangering you. But up until that point, like why would you –
But why would the cop be endangering you if you're not fighting, if you're doing what you're supposed to do? I mean, if I'm speeding and a cop pulls me over, if I'm polite, what reason would a police officer have to beat me to death?
That's what I mean. If it's like, okay, say you're at home alone or something and a cop.
And I understand that this is my white privilege talking.
Right.
But I truly believe that even the most racist of cops isn't just beating someone to death because they're speeding or jaywalking or not using a turn signal. It's escalated by fucking just nonsense and just stop it.
Oh, I am a person that doesn't like cops. I've been fucked over by cops. I don't think cops should have guns. I don't think cops should be allowed to shoot people whenever the fuck they feel like it. And I am here to tell you right now, punching cops is a bad idea. It's a very, very
That's
bad
That's why
idea.
I had Dan on, so that Dan could have a testimonial that he has been arrested, and he did not punch the cop.
I was arrested. Well, at first I was pulled over, and the cops told me he was pulling me over because I was driving too close to the center line. And I said, well, I don't think you can pull me over for that. And he said, well, would you mind stepping out of the vehicle? And then about 20 minutes later, I was on my way to jail. And I was polite as fuck the entire time. And the whole time everything was going on, I knew I'm going to get a lawyer. I'm going to talk to the lawyer. This is a bad pullover. All the things I was going to do. But I was just charming and cordial and as respectful as I possibly could be. Because honest to God, I would much rather be like an oppressed alive person than like a dead right person.
And right now, as you stand, alive and well.
I'm sitting.
It's whatever. Dan, you can say, fuck that cop as many times as you want. Fuck that cop.
That cop was a piece of shit.
Yeah, fuck him.
I see him at the grocery store sometimes. He won't even make eye contact with me.
Oh, he knows who you are?
You can even take to social media and name call that cop and say, this cop did this thing and here's the story.
Dan,
share my post.
You know that cop's name. Shout it out here on the world.
His name is John Corr.
John Corr is a shitty cop. Fuck that guy.
That's a his name just makes it sound like he's a cunt.
So would it be a Wyoming state police or?
No, it was a city cop.
Okay.
He got caught lying in court 4 times. He contradicted his own written testimony from the police report is actually written testimony. It's the same thing as putting your hand on a Bible. He got caught contradicting himself 4 times. My attorney said, so were you lying here or were you lying here? And his answer was like, I don't know. And it's still, everything still got upheld.
Of course, Dan is a privileged white man.
Yeah, right. That's why
he was probably never in danger.
Well, I feel like there's probably a lot of white privileged people in Wyoming.
But even if you're a black person who could potentially be in danger from the police, even more so, I say it's a good idea to not punch them.
Right. I mean, I had a pretty good idea I wouldn't get shot. But even so, I was as respectful and, you know, deferential as I possibly could be. If I thought I was more likely to be shot by the cop because of my skin color, I would be even more so. I would be laying on the ground sobbing. They're like, please don't kill me, sir.
What happened when we were trying to come together on the same side of a cause, when we just got like Cyndi Lauper and Quincy Jones together to like write a song and we all band together for that peacefully? Why are we inciting violence to fight violence? It doesn't work.
One could argue that that's what they want. They want, you know, I'm not talking about the black people. I'm talking about the powers that be would want them to be violent because then they can respond with more violence. And at the end of the day, the cops and the system has a lot more violence.
Well, all of this shit with the police killing black people and stuff, it's what the news is putting out there. I mean, there's plenty of instances where it isn't happening. I believe that this is what is kind of wanted, is they want us to think that this... I mean, is it more than it has been? Do you really think there's more black people being killed by police now? Or is it because everybody watched the news when that Ferguson shit was going on, and so now we're going to have more of those stories because, fuck, you guys are going to watch this. You love this shit, right?
I don't know. It does make me wonder, like, there were several of those that happened right all at the same time, and they kept getting, like that Eric Garner thing in New York where the cop just choked him to death, and then they all just kind of strolled off, and, like, they didn't even go to court about it. I mean, like, it made me wonder, like, well, I mean, like, there's a lot of scrutiny now, and they're still doing it, and they're still getting away with it.
Don't you think that's always been going on?
Well, that's
and
exactly what I mean.
Now we just know about it, and now they're throwing these stories out there and perpetuating this idea that the police are just out of control. When the police are human, they do bad things. If they're caught doing them, they're held accountable for them.
Well, see, that was my point, is that they were almost never held accountable for most of the ones that we know about. So I don't disagree with a lot of what these people protesting are. And that is actually, I mean, it goes both ways, because it's like, you know, the media just it hyped up the whole, like, you know, those two cops got shot, and it was like this epidemic of cops, you know, cop violence. But it's actually safer now to be a cop than it ever has been.
You think?
It's statistically 100%. This is
with Don Cheadle putting bounties on people's heads?
Oh, yeah, it's 100% true. Cops are safer. There are fewer cops killed in the past, like, 6 years than there ever have been in any six-year period.
Wow.
In the line of duty. But, I mean, like I said, it's the same thing. It's on both sides. The media is going to ramp it up because, you know, violence is, you know, more sexy and sells more newspapers. But at the end of the day, don't fucking hit a cop. Just don't.
And it's not good for business if people aren't watching the news and dividing each other. Like, everybody always has to take a side no matter what it is, and that's great ratings.
Aren't you guys worried that all the Black Friday places and all the deals, everybody's getting drones for Christmas? We're just going to have all these drones flying around. Everybody's getting a goddamn drone.
I guess I didn't really worry about it. It'd be kind of cool.
All these things are going to be flying around all over the place?
Didn't they kind of say the same thing about cell phones?
Well, it's like they've had those flying helicopters for years.
I know people like model plane enthusiasts.
Right. But everybody's getting a drone for Christmas this year.
So what?
There's
going to
be so many drones.
I can shoot them down if they come over the top of my property.
Right.
I have that right. That's super cool.
Is that a rule?
Yeah, I have the legal right to shoot drones down if they.
You can
they
just like discharge your gun in your front yard.
Oh, I can. I'm outside city limits.
What do I do? Can I like throw like a ball at it or something?
A flare gun.
Yeah, there you go.
It just worries me that there's going to be all these. I just imagine like the sky is going to be full of the drones.
It probably will be. I mean, there'll be an adjustment period, just like everything. It's like, you know, remember when like cell phone towers first started going up and it was like, oh God, it's such an eyesore. Well, it's taking over the landscape and now you don't even notice them.
people are fickle. They'll totally get bored with those things and they'll sit on top of their treadmill that they haven't used in 2 years.
Yeah, with all their unfolded laundry.
You don't think that it's going to catch on and be like the next big thing? And it'll just be something that everybody has, like a cell phone?
It's kind of the same thing as like a GoPro. Everybody said everybody's going to have one of those. That still hasn't happened yet.
Well, do you know anybody that still plays with their Furby?
Or yeah, but like, this is different than like a Furby.
They were huge.
You fly the drones around. And
my Tamagotchi has been alive for 22 years.
My Tamagotchi is now old enough to drive and drink.
The drones are going to be out there like taking upskirts.
That's a tall lady.
Downskirts, right?
Why are you worried about the drones, Mike? I don't understand.
I'm just worried that everybody's going to get one. And they're going to be flying all over the place, and like I'm going to have to like dodge them in my life. I just saw a story about a girl who got her eye chopped out by a drone. Somebody was flying a drone around, and it chopped the little girl's eye out.
I feel like it's perfect for you.
Was it a cop?
No, it was some little girl.
Then you file a lot. I mean, who was flying the drone?
Some dickhead that got a fucking drone, and all of a sudden he thinks he's a fucking cool guy pilot. He's out there fucking flying drones around, and he chops a girl's eye out. That girl's now not got an eye.
And she's going to get made fun of on Twitter for it.
stupid half-blindy.
Stupid blind.
I saw a story about a girl who's named Isis, and Nutella wouldn't make her a can with her name on it.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of dumb because ISIS was a thing before this.
First of all, change that girl's name. She's five. Change her name.
It's like the Michael Bolton from The Office. It's like they're the ones that suck. They should change her.
Yeah, but kids are cruel. That kid's going to go to school being named ISIS, and everybody's going to say,
I got to tell you, I am just the biggest fan of ISIS. I support all of their causes. Which one's your favorite?
What?
Hi, my name is Isis. I would like you to buy. Can I sell you some Girl Scout cookies? Hi, I'm Isis.
Do you think that they're
available for babysitting?
Yeah.
Oh, Isis is going to come over and watch the kids.
That's why you shouldn't name your kids some goddamn hippie name.
Yeah,
like,
because
I'm going to name it after an ancient Egyptian goddess or whatever, because you never know when some kind of terrorist motherfucker.
Just name your kid Joe or Doug.
There were probably kids in the 30s named Swastika.
Karen. Name your kid Karen. Ain't nobody going to name a terrorist group Karen.
Nope. Gary. I guarantee fucking to you, no one is naming anything after Gary.
We are Gary!
Guys Against Radical Youth. Yeah.
Oh, Drunk, you look sad. Are you okay, buddy?
You say that every week.
Why is it just your face?
It is kind of just my face.
Just have a sad face? What is your stance on punching cops? Are you for it?
Last time I got a ticket, I told the cop to have a nice day. And then I promptly called TICKET1 to get my traffic ticket done.
You know, that's a load of shit, the T-I-C-K.
Apparently, that's only a Missouri thing.
One. Like,
Missouri and Illinois.
So you
we're
get
very
a,
crooked here.
You get a ticket.
What is this thing you speak of? Please explain.
You get a ticket, and let's say the ticket's $80. You go to this guy who, like, has a converted Dairy Queen that he made into his office. And you walk in, and you say, Gary...
Have you had to do this before?
Yeah, Gary Green at TICKETS1. By the way, all of their commercials have police sirens in their radio commercials,
right,
which I think should be outlawed.
You
cannot have police sirens in your radio commercial because you know what you do when your stupid ass siren comes on the radio? I look behind me and I freak out going, oh no, I'm going to have to fight somebody to the death.
Right.
Yeah, now I'm going to have to fight a cop.
Well, no, so what happened to you? I got pulled over. I was going like 11 over. I mean, whatever. I'm an idiot. But it shouldn't be 20-mile-per-hour streets either. That's a whole other story. You go in, you say, hey, I need you to fix my ticket for me. They're like, all right, that'll be $200 plus whatever the court costs are.
Right. So
the court costs right there are like $90.
Right.
And then they lower your ticket to a 9-moving violation. So I got stuck with a parking violation as opposed to a speeding violation.
So, like, what happens?
But the parking violation is like 10 times more expensive.
Right. It's like, what happens exactly? This Gary guy walks in there to like his friend, the judge, and he's like, hey, this $80 ticket, this dumbass came in and gave me $250 for it. So can you make it into a parking ticket?
And, they'll be $180. No big deal. So I got $90 worth of court costs and a $180 parking ticket. Is but I don't get any points against my
record. On your
so
license or something?
Is that no, right? it's to avoid the points.
So, it sounds like some shady Better Call Saul bullshit.
It's some bullshit is what it is. So this guy, he can make my speeding ticket into a headlight out ticket.
And we call
something.
It traffic court. I mean, it's a big thing in Missouri, this traffic court.
It's a bunch of bullshit is what it is.
I mean, that's for real the whole reason Mike Brown got... Like
look, I don't condone punching cops, but if you see one of these TICKETS1 guys, punch them. Because
they make all the white people's ticket who can afford it go away.
Yeah. Can they plea down like manslaughter charges, or is it just traffic tickets?
Is there an MUR?
No, they'll do traffic tickets, they'll do DWIs, and they'll do like if you're like rolling dirty, basically.
Oh, they sound like real good people. Hey, if you've gotten your 11th drunk driving, let me knock that down for you so you can get back on the streets.
I just called KIDRAPR.
Really, around these parts, you can get about 3 D-dubs before they really start cracking down.
They're like, all right, I don't know if I'm going to be able to help you with this one, drunk. You've gotten a lot of headlight tickets lately. It's about time you get that headlight fixed, you know what I'm saying?
I've only gotten one ticket in my whole life.
I used to get a whole bunch in my youth.
It was the one I got arrested for.
I've gotten several in my youth.
And then you called TICKET1 for all of them, right?
You know what? I made the mistake of just paying them, and my car insurance just went crazy.
That's dumb, dumb.
That's what happened to me after I got arrested.
Yeah. See, that's why you call TICKET1, and then your insurance don't go up.
Right.
I actually got dropped from my one insurance provider.
But I morally...
Let's shout out that insurance provider, too. Call them a piece of shit.
Yeah, fucking State Farm. I've been a fucking client of yours since I was 16, and the first fucking infraction I ever get, you goddamn fucking drop me.
You the Good Hands people?
Yeah, they're a fucking asshole. No, is that State Farm or is that Allstate?
Good Hands.
Do you not even remember who it was that wronged you?
No, I know. I was on State Farm, and then I switched to Allstate. I just didn't know who
State Farm was Dennis Haysbert. Good Hands.
That's Allstate.
You're thinking of like a good neighbor? State Farm is there?
Yes, that's
State Farm. Who I had.
So I can only remember insurance companies now by their jingles.
And then
I know who the General is.
Yeah, Flo is Progressive.
But Progressive has a lot of them.
Aflac's the duck.
They got the pigs too.
Farmers is J.K. Simmons.
Yep.
Our Farmers.
Bum 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 bum.
Liberty Mutual always has the Statue of Liberty in the background.
Right. Right.
Biden is on your side.
Yep. There you go. Nate.
So which one is Dennis Haysbert?
Allstate.
So that was the one that wronged Dan?
No, State Farm.
State Farm.
Who's State Farm? Oh, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, and then
the Buffalo.
I got a dollar.
Right.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, that one.
I got
a dollar. I love that one.
That's State Farm.
That was they fucked me over.
And then, I don't know if you guys have the General, but those commercials crack me up, too.
Yeah, of course. That's like, remember the e-surance that got absorbed by Allstate? They used to have that animated, like, super agent chick that was going to get you better deals on your car insurance.
She was hot.
She was pretty hot.
That was, like, impossible hot.
All right, how does cartoon character ever go?
Just a rabbit.
Yeah, that was mine.
She-Hulk.
Gadget from Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Nice.
I didn't know we were going interspecies.
I mean, we're already in cartoons. Why can't I fuck a mouse?
I guess.
Hey, well, I'm with you.
It's not bestiality if they stand up on two legs and can.
It's not bestiality if it's animated.
Sexy little purple jumpsuit.
That is awesome.
Guys, we're going to take a break.
Thank God.
We'll be back in just a couple. Dan.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Was it? I feel like I didn't do a good job.
Do you have anything? I mean, do you want to just recap all the fuck yous that you want to get out there?
Fuck you to the cop that arrested me. Fuck you to State Farm. Fuck you to the system. Fuck you to the man.
Tickets won. Whoop, whoop. Ticket won. Whoop, whoop.
I hate that. It's still like, you know, there'll be songs that have the police siren sound and you're like, slam on your brakes. You're like, fuck.
Yeah. Fuck those people who do that. If you've ever made a song that has a police siren in it, I hope you get testicular cancer.
I wish Don Cheadle and Talib Kweli were here to fight this cop for me.
Dan, always a pleasure, sir.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here. That would be after we win Hollywood Fantasy League.
That would be a fun movie. Just have those two go around and just like fight cops.
I'm Talib. I'm Don. We're the cop fighters.
I'd like Talib Kweli to be played by Mos Def, though. I really like him.
And you know, I thought that maybe the negative attention would get our podcast a whole bunch of views. None. Like, we had 2 views on the website that day.
You have to attack, like, Michael Ian Black for
that. Like, no, no cop-fighting black fellas.
You should have gotten that guy on your show.
We're even the least bit curious.
Why did you have me on your show? You
about the podcast. None of them cared. Nobody wanted to check out who this racist son of a bitch who's arguing with Talib Kweli is.
You start a big brouhaha, and then you say, come on my show and talk about it. You don't have Dan from the Furnacast.
Backing up what you already think.
Yeah. I'm going to get a guy who agrees with me that no one's ever heard of.
Guys, we'll be back in just a few minutes. Thank you for being with us.
Godspeed.
Looking for the perfect gift for your young ones? Look no further. Dixco presents the Mike Moore doll. This 10-inch hero will complement the collection of kids young or old.
I keep it in the box so it retains its value. Hashtag Team Mike.
You can pose him. You can move his mouth. Or you can dress him up in lady clothes. It's your doll. We aren't going to tell you how to use it.
His narcissism is so lifelike.
The Mike Moore doll even includes 3 classic Mike scenes.
We have a great show tonight, guys. I like feet. Eat lead, Cobra.
Don't miss your opportunity to own a mic of your own. Go to WFODix.com and get one today. Supplies are limited. Act now.
There is no next time. There is no second chance. There is no time out. Strangelabel.com.
Down to St. James Infirmary, saw my baby there. She was stretched out on a long white table. Another man like me.
Hello, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAN, or WFOD show on Skype. That was Dan from the Furnacast. He's heard right before us Monday nights on StrangeLabel.com. Good times, good times. Travis.
Yes, sir.
So I saw that Cards Against Humanity, the card game, had a special Black Friday deal. Where you give them $5 and you get nothing in return.
They repeated that this year? Because they did that last year as well.
No, last year I think they just charged an extra $5 for their product.
Hmm.
They just said, on Black Friday, all of our products are $5 more than they typically would be. But this year they said, guys, give us your credit card number and give us $5, and we will give you nothing in return. You just give us $5. And apparently they made like $11,000-something that they just split among the 14 of them.
Suckers.
I thought it was pretty great.
Absolutely. Why can't we do that?
You fucking idiots.
Why is anybody giving Cards Against Humanity money for no reason?
I don't know. I mean, they've given them money to email or to mail them poop in the mail.
So before we go too much further here, is this like the beginning of the end here, or what's the deal?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So Napier's just playing World of Tanks? Is that the story?
Yeah, Napier said that he has the crud, and he's not coming.
The crud?
That's what he said. He has the crud.
You know,
Travis looked up the crud. Travis, what's the crud?
Yeah, you have crud.
You know what my favorite part of the show is, Travis?
Hmm.
When Drunk gets here late, and then I have to recap everything we've talked about for the first 20 minutes.
Actually, Mike, Cards Against Humanity made $71,000.
$71,000?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Just by telling people to give them $5 and people giving them $5.
That's right.
I would be happy if, like, we put up a thing and said, give us $5.
And we got, like $4,000.
We made $5.
$1,000 apiece.
Like, if one person gave us $5 for no reason, I'd be elated. I'd be like, holy shit, somebody just gave us $5. That's really neat. That will pay our Podbean fee for a month. But we're not Cards Against Humanity.
Nope.
We're just jack-offs.
We gotta come up with something.
About to celebrate our 6-year anniversary.
Maybe one of those great movie and or thing ideas.
That offer contests where we will send you something for free. And we get submissions from one guy. We're doing this show for like 4 people, Travis. We've dedicated 6 years of our lives so that Jay Adson and Liquid Lozenge have something to listen to every week. It's kind of weird, right?
Really puts it in perspective.
It's like, hey guys, let's do a show and put all this time, I mean, like put all this time into recording it and editing it and putting it out there for nobody.
But just think about all the good times that have been had that wouldn't have been had without this program.
That's true. There's a silver lining.
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody send me $5.
At one time, you get up to like 18 listeners.
Look, one of you fuckers send me $5. You do it. You send me $5.
Maybe
I want it.
Mike will pitch you one of his invention ideas specifically for you if you send him $5.
You send me $5 and I'll give you nothing.
Maybe they could buy a t-shirt off you?
No! I want $5 and I want to give you nothing back for it. You give it to me. I earned it. You send me $5 in my email box. I want it.
So do we just PayPal that to you? Or?
Yeah, you PayPal it to me.
How do we?
Email me and I'll give you the PayPal address.
Okie dokie.
So guys.
You're all worked up there, huh? Did you have a happy Thanksgiving?
I did. It was fine.
It was good.
How are you?
It was very good.
Hey, Flat Drunk is just about over.
Yeah?
Just a couple more days.
Hand Turkey November?
Yeah, Hand Turkey November is over. Flat Drunk is over. Are we done with Flat Drunk? Do you want to be done with Flat Drunk? You want to keep doing it?
Well, due to the surprising lack of submissions from more than one person, I'd say maybe it's time to sit on it for a while.
Are we done with Flat Drunk, you think?
We can be done with
Flat Drunk. I mean, it was fun. I liked seeing, you know, Flat Drunks go place.
Yeah.
So there was a guy.
So are we doing anything for Christmas? Or?
At the, you know, we're not going to do anything for Christmas. In fact, it's so hard to get fucking Napier here, we might not even be doing a show by Christmas.
Yeah.
Man, maybe it'd be the three of us. You know what would really cheer me up?
What's that?
You know what would really make me feel good about doing the show every week?
Please tell me.
Some fucker sent me $5. It would just make my whole goddamn day if somebody sent me $5.
Hell yeah. You're all about this $5 right now.
I am.
I may or may not have $5 in my pocket. Hey,
make me feel good.
I'll pay for it.
Hey, do I make you giggle when you listen to the show? Do I? Does it make you feel good? You know what makes me feel good? $5. Travis, what do you got? Give me something good.
You want something good?
Give me something good.
I got $5. You want me to send you $5?
Bad Flix.
Tell me that you love me.
Bad Flix beat us in the Hollywood Fantasy League. What? Fuckers from Bad Flix beat us at our own fucking game.
That's depressing.
I know. We might come in third. We might come in last, Travis. The Hunger Games had $199 million and a 65% Metacritic, made 129 points.
How did it get a Metacritic that high?
65%? That's not, like, great.
It's pretty high for a Hunger Games. What's the highest one that...
Those movies are pretty all right.
They're fine.
I watch those movies, and you know what I say when they're over? That was fine.
Watch that.
Yeah. I mean, that was about a 65%, I guess.
Maybe a 60, but that's on the high end, so of course you're going to have those detractors.
Do you think the Metacritic's higher because Jennifer Lawrence is more attractive?
Than who?
I don't know, just most people.
That is legitimate. I think so she is more attractive than
Jennifer Lawrence is more attractive than, like, most people.
Right.
That's...
So is that going to make the Metacritic score go up?
Like who? Name five people that Jennifer Lawrence is more attractive than.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
You, me, and Travis and Napier, that's for one.
Okay. Bam. I would like you to just name people who are less attractive than Jennifer Lawrence for a while. That's what I want. Just start naming people. And if there's anyone that I disagree with, I'll stop you.
Just anybody, huh?
Yeah, just name some people that are less attractive than Jennifer Lawrence.
Well, first and foremost, my buddy Stacey Keach. It's been a while since I brought him up.
Holy shit.
Okay. Jennifer Lawrence is more attractive than Stacey Keach, you're right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is this that hard?
No, I mean, I guess.
Name some more people. Who else is less attractive than Jennifer Lawrence?
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning is less attractive than Jennifer Lawrence. You're right.
Eli Manning.
Right.
Any football player.
So dudes.
Yes, all dudes.
So you're more attractive to Jennifer Lawrence than you are...
Every single dude, yes.
Every single dude. What about The Rock?
Yes.
Would you let The Rock fuck you?
Jesus.
Probably not.
Not even like for the story?
No.
Let me ask you a question. Okay. Would you pay $10 just to, like, to view The Rock?
Just to, like, see him?
I mean, like, he's not going to perform. He's not going to, like, do a monologue. He's not going to sing. Like, The Rock is just going to be sitting in a chair.
Because I was about to say, in theory, I've already paid, I don't know what, $40 to see The Rock?
No, I mean, like, just, like, you can take your turn just to, like...
So is this like old school, like peep show where you put your cup of quarters?
Yeah, he's not going to talk to you.
You stand behind the glass, the curtain opens.
He's not going to talk to you. You're not going to shake his hand. You're not going to get his autograph. Like, he can't hear you. You're just going to go somewhere and view The Rock.
For $10?
For $10.
No.
I'd pay $10.
Please put another $10 in the peep show booth to view The Rock for another 45 seconds.
I'd pay $10 to view The Rock. Wouldn't you, Travis?
Would he wave at me?
No, he's not going to acknowledge you at all. You're just going
somebody else.
You're going to see The Rock.
You know, you're
going to be in a room that The Rock is
in. Do you know how many McDoubles $10 is?
I feel like if he had that award-winning smile on his face and was not waving at me, but even if he was waving in a different direction, then yes, for sure.
And you'd say, guys, I was in the same room as The Rock. I saw him.
But you weren't technically in the same room with him.
He was behind some glass in a curtain. If I had
and I couldn't even speak to
a
him.
A paper airplane
or at him.
Like a professionally made sure to fly paper airplane, not like some bullshit I threw together real quick, but like a good one, like a good paper airplane, like one of them origami guys.
Now, if you could get this together, like a celebrity zoo, I could probably get behind that.
Celebrity zoo?
Yeah.
So you
just sit there and make fun of the celebrities while they're in their cages.
Also, like you tap on the glass and you're Carrie Elwes.
Right. You got like Kevin James behind there fucking beating his chest.
It'd be like celebrities that aren't really celebrities anymore that you could get to be in the zoo.
Like so Pauly Shore.
Like Pauly Shore and the Desperate Housewives. They're not
Jared from the subway.
No, he's in jail. That's an idea.
Celebrity jail zoo?
Yeah, like the celebrities. Yeah, get OJ, get Aaron Hernandez, get Jared from Subway.
The Menendez brothers.
Get the Menendez brothers. What was that? The Jody Arias
gal.
Charlie
Mason.
You know, I was reading about Jody Arias earlier, and they said that there's 12 jurors, right?
Did they kill Ted Kaczynski?
And 11 of the jurors wanted to give that gal the death penalty. Like, that chick, she was kind of hot, but like she must have been way crazy because she like stabbed the guy like 30 times and then slit his throat and then shot him in the head. I mean, like he was way dead. But the 12th juror like fell like way in love with Jody Arias like throughout the trial. Like he was like smitten with her. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, like, she was reading all kinds of, like, hot stories and stuff. And, I mean, I can see it. I mean, she's an attractive gal. You know, I mean, if there was a porn parody of her, I'd jack to it. But, so, you put her in the celebrity zoo. And can you, like, throw pennies at them?
Well, I mean, I would just say, you know, normal zoo rules.
And
it's like discouraged, but they're not going to escort
you out.
Like
you can look at them from afar, like in the gorilla pit or the zoo or the tiger pit.
And who is profiting from the zoo? Is it like the state, or is it like the families of
my fucking idea? We're profiting.
Is it like the families of the victims? Is it like for like a
no? It's for
some kind of like domestic violence shelter or something.
Our entertainment.
No, I mean we're making the concession money, but I'm talking admission price.
Still, I believe.
But how do we get them?
It's a private entity.
How do we get them?
We might have to make substantial donations to some.
Can we make some kind of like? How do you get a jail? I mean, they're all privately owned, right?
Mm-hmm.
And can you request which inmates you get?
I mean, you might have to ice a few palms, but
so then. Like a situation arises where like a Martha Stewart goes to jail for tax evasion. Do we get Martha Stewart on like a limited basis?
I feel like there's a much better scenario for like a 28 days later kind of deal. You know, where the world's just going to shit. I'm like, hey, this is how we're going to make money. Fucking check out all these people we fucking got.
Well, I think that people that are on like death row should like battle lions.
Well, you think
on pay per view,
but yet we can't put anybody to death right now because our drugs aren't good enough, which is some bullshit.
A lion is good enough.
I mean, in theory.
But who else could we get for celebrity zoo? I don't want to give up on this idea. It's not a bad idea.
Who can we not get?
What we need to get is some celebrities who are in jail who are more attractive than Jennifer Lawrence.
More attractive. Okay.
So you're saying you don't want people like Eddie Furlong or the guy who played John Connor in the third Terminator?
Or what's that name?
Is third Terminator guy in jail?
I'm sure he was. I know he was missing for a while because he lost his mind.
What's that motherfucker? Oh, Steve Buscemi.
He's not in jail, though. How are we going to get him?
Oh, drunk? So hold on. You're talking about... I thought
we can't get Steve Buscemi.
I thought in celebrity jail we're just fucking putting people in there against their will.
So we're kidnapping celebrities.
Uh-huh.
That's your idea. We're going to kidnap them and we're going to have people pay admission to throw pennies at them.
We tell them it's like for one of these people, charity they back. We
won't
just
one
tell
of
them,
these
hey,
people say, hey, Rob Schneider's in the celebrity jail. I saw a news story about how he was kidnapped. He's over here, guys.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to jail.
No.
We're going to get beat up by cops.
Not if we do this in China.
Or if we frame these celebrities for murder.
So we frame them for murder. They get convicted of the murder. Then we get them in the zoo.
Right.
So then we could get whoever we wanted as long as like we could prove that they killed somebody.
Yeah. The only problem with that scenario is all the murders that we'd have to commit. You'd probably hire somebody for that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like a hitman?
Jason Statham.
Yeah, we...
Guys, Jason Statham doesn't really kill people. That's just a character he plays in movies.
I think that's what he wants you to think.
Jason Statham is the murderer
okay.
for our celebrity prisoner.
Travis.
Yeah.
$20 and The Rock will wave to you.
Yep.
He's not going to talk to you.
Eye contact.
Not going to be anywhere around you, but he is going to wave. He's just going to, like, smile and wave to you.
Yep, if I get that half smile, he makes eye contact and waves at me, $20, no problem. I'll get paid $25 for that.
Okay, $10 to write a note to The Rock, and somebody, like, videotapes him reading your note.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm pretty stingy with my money, dude. You ain't getting me to pay for any of this, so...
Okay.
So you're out.
$20 to wear a shirt that The Rock wore.
I have to see a picture of him wearing it.
Why are we so enthralled with The Rock, I guess?
I like The Rock.
I do, too. He's one of my faves. Even in his terrible, terrible movies, I enjoy.
Let's just, as crazy as it sounds, I'd probably be more inclined to spend $20 on a t-shirt that Brett Hull wore over The Rock.
Brett Hall got fat.
I know he did.
Brett Probably Hall's fat now. As shit now. Guys, I did want to touch on. I saw that Sinead O'Connor sent out a suicide note on Facebook that like her family doesn't like her anymore, and so she's just checked into a hotel somewhere, and they'll never find her, and she's going to kill herself. And then they found her, and she hadn't killed herself. She was just kind of hanging out and, like, watching HBO and eating ice cream.
Snacking on those bonbons.
Isn't she, like, 60 years old now?
I don't know. I think she's still doing the bald head thing, because there was a picture of her, and she still got the bald head.
Well, I mean...
That's kind of her thing. And I guess if you were trying to be conspicuous, being the bald-headed gal, you know, checking into a hotel under...
The bald head makes it easy to, for the wig, so...
Does she wear wigs?
If you're trying to go conspicuous, wouldn't you think you'd put a wig on?
I guess, yeah, yeah. But I found it interesting that she posted it, like, on her very public Facebook page that she was going to kill herself, and then, like, fans of her on Facebook were able to, like, you know, contact the authorities and stuff.
Did she use the word kill herself?
I don't remember what the exact wording was. She said that she was going to overdose.
Well, that could mean anything.
I'm going to overdose? What is that? Can't mean anything else.
What could it mean, drunk?
Like I said, Sinead
O'Connor.
You drink three glasses of orange juice, that's an overdose right
Sinead,
there.
On orange juice?
Of vitamin C.
It's an overdose of orange juice.
Yep.
You think that's what she meant?
Vitamin C.
She's saying, hey,
I'm saying it could mean anything.
Yo, guys, my family, you know, hates me and, you know, I'm tired of this world, so I'm going to drink a fuckload of orange juice.
And some vodka.
Drunk.
Yep.
She's going to kill herself.
Okay.
And it's sad.
Well, they found her and she didn't, so.
I just feel like, you know, the handwritten letter is dead, and it's sad.
Yeah, it is. I have a person in my Facebook feed, or maybe it's somewhere else. Never, I'm not going to name any names, obviously, but at least every few weeks she says things like, with the little emojis after she makes a status update, like, feeling suicidal and I should just kill myself.
Is that
and
an option on the Facebook emojis?
I swear it is. She always deletes these things, like, the next day. It, like, gets a bunch of people commenting and giving her attention, and she screams at them how they don't know anything and how they're treating her poorly, even though they're constantly just telling her she needs to get help. And then by the next morning, it's all deleted. So,
you know what you should do is you should like those comments.
I feel like, I mean, like, if I were a fan of Sinead O'Connor and, like, I had bought her albums and like, she had made me feel good.
Like Billy Corgan does.
Right. Like, and then I see something like that, it would be like a call to action to me that I should probably send Sinead O'Connor $5.
I just keep scrolling.
Which is how I feel. And, I don't know, guys. I feel this was a real shit show.
So should I anticipate Napier not coming next week?
Drunk, I would say you should be surprised if Napier comes. I mean, like, just in general. It seems like...
Now that he's on the other side of town,
we're losing him
to video cassettes of old Muppets episodes.
Muppets and look, I've purchased a home. I know that it can be stressful, but
I purchased a home too. Just mere months before Napier did,
and it might not be today, it might not be next week, but the end is near. It's kind of sad, I guess. But not really. I mean, we had a good run, right?
Sure. Just let me know when the end is, buddy. I'll stop showing up on Mondays.
Just send you the text?
Just send me the text.
No more show.
Well, it's funny, too,
because face.
I pulled up today, I was like, did Mike... Text,
oh no, I have to park in the garage now, drunk, because every time I leave my car out in the driveway, it gets broken into.
Oh. Yeah. So should I be worried about mines?
Probably.
Okay.
That's why Napier crossed the bridge.
Well, I will say this. When I was looking for a house, there was about 9 houses for sale on the street that connects to your street.
Yeah. Yeah, they're readily available. Which is a problem.
And the street that I usually take to get here was fucking closed for floods again.
Because it's
so
like
again.
You know, I've noticed that Jurassic World is already like $10 because I think they bought more than maybe they could sell. They're like, guys, what are we going to do with all these Jurassic Worlds? We better start discounting them. They're like, there's an abundance of Jurassic Worlds at Target. And so now we got to lower the price. And that's what my house is. My house is Jurassic World, drunk. I mean, my house is just as good as other houses. But there's so many of them.
So.
Guys, 2 episodes again this week. We're putting out another one later on in the week.
Fingers crossed that the second episode this week is a little more upbeat than this one was.
I appreciate all who listen.
Do you reckon Napier will be there?
No, Napier will not be there because we're going to be recording it in just a couple minutes. So.
Do you reckon that? Yeah, they'd be there.
I guess that's up to you.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you later on in the week.
Do you want me to give a fake oh, that's my mama.
If you want to.
Oh, that's my mama.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
it's Napier. Listen live every Monday at 9, 8 Central. Download past episodes at WFODix.com, just in case you didn't get enough of this. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at symbol WFODix. Follow Drunk at symbol DrunkardSTL or Travis at ProduceTravis. Get on Facebook.com and then type in WFODix. Email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. We're not going to listen to any of your suggestions, but we will accept praise and or titty pics. And if you're a fan of Mike, just send him feet. I mean, why do you give a shit? It's feet pics.
I like feet.
Yeah, he likes feet. Send him some feet pics. You don't give a shit. Send him some fucking feet pics. Blam!
Sunshine and candy, rainbows and friends, puppies with wagging tails, I hope it never ends. The power of positivity, it never hurts anyone to put a smile on your face. Just think about the happiest place, the power of positivity.